Rodney is back, so we can now ask him why his character is acting all gay and sober. Oh, and also continue tracking down the Dragon Army. Let's roll. In front. Zod.
No.
A little bit.
Yes.
Before we move on.
So, actually.
Now that.
Zod and Vanta.
Now that Rodney's here to confront Edit, he's not just a.
He was not
Eldritch
just a
memory.
He was an Eldritch Blast Cannon, basically. Yeah, but I mean, at least you'll throw in some Rodney humor.
They wouldn't let me play Zod as a.
Probably for the best.
No, I played him. But as a charismatic person, I was like, he's got high charisma. They're like, not with you playing him. Rude.
No.
Hey, fair.
Fair, but rude.
So, yeah, everyone knows there's something up with you, Zod. Especially since you have the curse of abstemiousness. Which, everyone's like, hey, you want a drink? No.
Yeah, it's true. I'm like, why not? Like, because I'm trying to change myself.
Well, and you know, can't
Ew,
get drunk.
Gross.
No matter what you drink, it's like non-alcoholic. So.
All right, quick recap. Where were we? What happened?
All right, so.
Tell me everything.
You, killed two ancient black dragons, which was not what I was expecting. I was kind of expecting at least one of you to die, but...
Suck a dick!
You didn't.
Yeah, suck
yeah,
it.
Yeah, suck it.
Suck that dick.
I will suck that.
He's doing it!
Oh, he didn't even pause!
I have to if you kill two ancient black dragons as a DM.
You got a dick on a hand.
So, you...
It's called a hand job.
explored the rest of the castle, and you found a orb of dragon kind. I don't know who wrote that down.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right. We were discussing if we were going to destroy it or not.
You kind of use it. You kind of picked it up like a Palantir kind of thing. So you put it in cloth and
Palantir.
Palantir. Sorry, I'm sorry, you fucking Lord of the Rings nerd.
Lord of the Rings.
Picked it up like a planner.
A planner. You know, like you know how you pick up planners.
Like a guy from Boston into Middle Earth.
You got some Duncan? Stop.
You then went through the portal, and you ended up in a forested area.
We're chasing after
the remnants of the dragon army. And
part of it.
Part of it, yeah. And you saw you were trying to find Resmir, not Ramirez.
No, it's Ramirez.
It's Resmir.
The pitcher from the Cubs.
For the first, like, 15 episodes, I was calling him Ramirez. It's Resmir.
He's from Boston.
Resmirez?
Resmirez.
Immigrated into Boston.
And you ended up in a forested area with a large, what looks to be more of a lodge than a castle. Not too far off in the distance.
Drazier was the password to the portal.
Drazier, yeah, that's right. You remember?
Well, we killed Vorgamanthar and Vorgamanthar Part 2.
Part 2.
We don't know that other guy's name.
But
when we killed him, he was like,
"My brother." Yeah, they were very Eastern European.
Yes.
You took away all of my good servants. Now yeah, I have the shitty ones.
My veins.
So, basically, you're kind of disoriented. You went from a castle with all these lizard folks around you to this area that is completely different. Very, a little bit chilly.
Mm. I don't like that.
Different from. I'm going back.
Ugh.
It was different from the humid swamp that you just came from.
You know, I'll take a little chili over humid swamp.
That's true. Humid swamp sounds pretty terrible.
It was pretty awful, yeah. And
lizard people all around.
Lizard people, yeah, everywhere.
You still have central air here?
Ridiculous. So, yeah. You see people milling about the lodge fairly casually. Like, just, you know. Doing their thing.
They look like Dragon Army people.
They look, they look like just people. Like, you know, I mean, are you.
Fireball.
Uh oh.
Still enough for Aramon to kill them.
You wouldn't, you know, they're like doing, tending to the garden, chopping wood, you know, just
But we're a little ways away, right?
A little ways away, yeah.
What are we currently trying to figure out? I know we're chasing remnants. Are we just trying to chase them down? Like, what are we?
You're trying to figure out what the end goal is, and you're trying to chase down the treasure.
And we know they're trying to bring back
Tiamat.
Tiamat. So we know they're doing that. We want to stop that.
Right.
It's important.
And,
well, I mean, that's the overall goal. But right now, we're trying to catch up with the
yeah, because they were all in the right. They were all in the castle, and then a couple of them right were
survived. Forgot a word.
Resmir, really want to say
Ramirez. I know, it's so hard.
It's called Ramirez. It's
it like takes a second for my brain to unwind it. But was he the only one, or was there another guy that went? We think ran through the portal with him.
No one.
Abaro Joe.
Oh, Abarojo, yeah. I forgot.
No, there was nobody. What
I
about
forgot,
this guy?
I forgot about him.
He's a human wizard.
Yeah.
Him for sure.
We killed Born Gray.
Yes.
Yeah. There we go. See, I got fucking notes.
Good for you, man.
That's why we keep you around.
We also, we have something that we, from before, with the three moons planet in the realm Kryn.
Yes, you know.
This doesn't have any moons, three moons in the sky, does it?
No, you're not. This still looks, smells, feels like Faerun. You know, like you wouldn't.
Yes. Yes. It smells like
some,
home.
Some poopies. Some Faerun poopies around.
Now, it probably does smell better than the swamp, though.
Oh God, yeah. Even if there was like horse apples.
You don't like that bog smell?
That apparently.
Weed bogs?
Rodney likes to eat horse apples. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
What's that?
Apparently, you like to eat horse apples. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Delicious.
Mm-hmm. Horse treats.
So, I mean, that's kind of the recap.
Okay.
It's kind of. Why don't you do the real one?
Why do you keep shortchanging us?
Yeah, I know. Jesus.
I can
start
also...
from the beginning. What did we do?
Yeah. All right.
Who are we?
Can you summarize these last five?
Why are we on this adventure? I don't think we realize why.
We're gonna
what game
go
are we playing,
Parcheesi? 98 pages that I have written here.
How many of those have you had to throw out because of our...
antics?
Yes.
More than I would care to say.
Maybe better than fucking with a DM shit. Oh,
man. So you, and you still are also chasing Talus the White.
Ah, yes. I have him written.
To her.
Wait, Talus in the, I don't remember her.
Talus.
She was the one that.
Oh, wasn't she Harper or something?
I have Talus the White, and in parentheses, girl.
Resmir is a girl, too.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Is that he? The one that was a harper and she would like help us? And
a lot of girls like, in this dragon army.
Why don't you help us more?
Tiamat's a girl.
Oh my god. Well, Tiamat's like everything, right?
No. She's the... they call her the dragon queen.
Oh, right? Talus the White knew Zod as a child. She was the one that initially gave us the... because she wanted us to fuck up.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. There we go.
Yeah, she's the harper spy, right?
No.
Fuck, what's her name?
That was Gemna. Oh, yeah. Gemna Gleamsilver.
She's with us now, right?
No. She hated you guys.
Oh, my God.
She fucking hated you guys. Why?
Go do that. Why won't you help us? I have other things to do. You are shit, and I hate you.
She did not like you guys at all. To be fair, she was a kind of a bitch.
She was a big old bitch.
So, he looks and sees we're kind of in a safe-ish spot. And he goes to
Zod.
Vonta?
Dixie.
Vonta. They're like, Vonta, can you give us a second?
Sure.
We want to talk as a party. Party.
Sure.
You get what I mean.
You're not an OG, Vonta. Can you stand over there?
Super insulting. Like,
you're part of the group and not really.
The original original party and not the one that was
no
in
the Yoko
Devil.
Ono.
Wait, who's Vonta sleeping with? I assume Automon, because he's so slick.
Huh? He completely forgets the whole Vonta Zod thing. You don't even remember that, do you?
Not really.
You have some donut on your chin.
You got it.
You're not big beating where you're big donut crumbs.
What did we try to make him the one time?
Yeah, what was that?
Big bag.
That's what we call him off air.
Oh, like no, that. Like,
oh, peanut? Didn't we try to make him big peanut or something?
Something.
Big legume.
He got upset about it.
Legume.
I don't call him that.
I didn't get upset about it, probably.
you got upset about it.
You start crying. I think.
You're a little bitch about it.
Yeah, it doesn't sure. seem like something I get
100%. Yeah. Okay. It happened.
All right, so we walk, you know, a little bit away to get. And,
Vana.
Because now that we have some time,
yes,
we need to know what happened.
What are you talking about?
You're different. You're not as cool as you were.
Oh, because I used to be cool, bro.
It seems like you have hardly been here for the last few days.
Weird, isn't
it? The adventure.
Well, I don't know. I realized that I was creating some issues for you guys the more I was drinking, so I'm gonna give it my best effort to stop.
Sure.
It's weird that you... Glenn says, it's weird that you found out about that when you went to go see a demon.
Well, I mean, did you ever meet a demon?
Devil, I guess. A devil.
Have you ever met a demon? They're pretty intimidating.
Devil, they're devils. The devil.
The devil's different. Pretty
it's different in this world.
Why?
Just gave me some perspective.
Why did the devil curse you with sobriety? Because, like, you can't even get
it. He doesn't know. You don't
I don't know that?
No, you just know that I stopped drinking.
Ah, okay. Never mind. Yeah. Retract that
sentence. That's a weird thing to ask me.
How do you know? Yeah. Eldritch blast.
Oh, my God. We understand why we don't trust Fanta. Yes. She's evil. Yeah.
Right. He's like, I can hear you.
He's pointing at her. He's not even like, she sees like, rah, 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 and
point. Over there.
Bitch.
Write it on cue cards.
But you went to go see her uncle.
Uh-huh.
And now you're...
Well, you know, he's evil. He's threatening to do some bad things, so, you know, I told him to fuck off.
But we can help. We have Helm on our side.
Sure we do.
He helped us with the Black Dragon!
Yeah, but how many other things did you ask him to help us with? Yeah.
Oh, he's gonna be like, you guys gotta leave me the fuck alone.
He would never say that to me.
Well, anyway, I just want to contribute more to the team, because I feel like I was holding you guys back. Mm-hmm. And after that, it gave me a little perspective into things that could happen, and, you know, if I'm a liability... It's not a good thing.
Do you want us to see if we accept that?
Like, roll-wise, or do you want us to... perception check. But he's got
one for the party, or...
Maybe one for each of us, right?
One for each of us.
Yeah, one for each of you. Right, and it's up to you as to whether or not you want to keep it to yourself. And if you do, let me know.
Well, you have to roll, too.
You gotta roll.
Yeah, for deception. Fucking deceiver.
Ah, dang.
Yes, sir.
Glenn probably believes you.
Oh, one.
Nope, no one believes
you. No one believes you.
Wow.
You're full of shit.
Oh, well. I was an alcoholic.
Glenn gets off.
Tell me what you're doing.
I knew it.
No, something's off. We have to help you. Why don't we circle of truth him?
We can do that, yeah. I got circle of truth ready. You want a circle of truth?
I mean, do I have a choice?
I mean, you can resist it.
You can. Well, you don't have to answer
but
the question.
We would know. Yeah.
Don't resist it.
Or you can just tell us, Zod.
I can't just tell you. Can't just tell you.
Why? Is something going to happen to you?
Maybe.
If we circle of truth you and you tell us, will bad things happen?
Most likely.
That's a set of position.
Let's see what we can do without Zod. Maybe, I don't know, if your dick's gonna fall off or something.
That's what it all works.
Who knows?
I don't need my dick anymore. My dick is for Helm.
Roll a...
I like my dick, though. Even if it is small and ashy.
Roll a check.
Who?
It'll have to be Glenn.
Okay. He doesn't have a great intelligence check, actually.
I know.
Ooh! 20.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey.
He rolled an 18 and a 2.
You know, you
I'm
think,
super smart.
You start to go, maybe I should cast Detect Good and Evil on him.
Maybe I should Detect Good and Evil on him.
Just do it. You don't have to say these things.
Just thinking things through.
Self. I wonder if I should.
Automon's like.
Do it.
Okay. So I cast.
He's just really evil around Automon for some reason.
It's who I am as a person. Stop.
He reads as evil.
You got a bad vibe on you now, Zod.
Is he possessed?
You did a vibe check?
I did a vibe check.
Not cool, bro.
Came back, it's not good anymore.
You got bad vibes.
Mm. Well, so what are you guys going to do? Because I can't really talk my way out of this. You already know that I was lying.
Big time.
And I've already said that I am kind of fucked if I tell you so.
How curious are you? Just chilling over there, like...
Chilling like a villain, man.
Like, looking at...
I'm just observing the whole scene.
Oh, shit.
I guess I have to
fireball,
kill.
Though.
I forgot that I had this. You're going to cast fireball on me? Oh, my God.
Fireball.
Like, obviously, we want to help Zod. We don't trust Vanta, but she's beyond our help as far as we know at the moment.
She I've been doing a lot of killing for you guys.
Yeah, but we can't trust you. You're a paladin for an evil devil.
To be fair,
like,
you'd probably just like killing.
I mean, you
details.
Do have... your armor does have, like, skulls and faces on it.
It's got swastikas on it.
Oh, my God. My patron is a Hitler.
He's in this world, too?
Oh.
He's in every dimension in one way or the other. I don't know what to do with this.
You don't know what to do with this information?
Yeah. Like, because he's our boy. So,
my boy's up.
I don't want him to divulge things that's going to get him in trouble, but at the same time, he's lying and he's coming back as evil, which is pretty upsetting.
Well, it could be either, like, the devil either took him over.
Right.
Or, like, put some sort of spell on him to make him evil. Right. Or he could have turned from being, like, tortured. Although he was tortured pretty hard in the beginning with the warlockness stuff going on.
Yeah.
But we never found out who his patron was.
I mean, we just defeated the Black Dragon. Mm-hmm. And then, so is it the same day? Could we call Helm and ask him?
No, it's a different day. You guys rested up because you're level 14 now. Okay. So.
You want to try to helm it?
That's a thing now. Give it a helm shot.
I can cast commune, which is different.
Yeah, I know.
So commune is you contact your deity and ask up to 3 questions that can be answered with a yes or no. You must ask your questions before the spell ends, which is a minute. You receive correct answers for each question.
Okay.
Their divine beings aren't necessarily omniscient. So you might receive unclear as an answer if it is beyond their knowledge.
And how long do we have?
We have to ask it within a minute. If you cast the spell 2 or more times before finishing a long rest, there's a cumulative 25% chance that you get no buff. So we're not going to keep casting.
Helm! Hey. We're playing 20 questions today!
He's like, ugh, this fucking guy.
Good morning, Glenn.
Well, hold on. Let me
think about our questions.
So the actual spell here.
So, I mean, I feel like one should be, is he possessed? Right, like, that seems...
Well, I think first we should say, is there a way we can help him? Like, turn with his problem of being evil, right? Yes or no?
Okay.
If no, then can we trust him?
Yeah.
Right? And then, what should we have for lunch? And then
I feel like possession should come before lunch.
Can we trust him?
I don't know, lunch is important.
And what can we have for lunch?
And if we can't help him, or if we can help him, then basically could we help him now?
So I'm gonna answer yes or no, but I'm also gonna add color because I think it's important.
Okay. And then
blue.
If we can't act now, then
yes, orange.
Then I don't know. We want some information on, like, do we have what we need to help him, or do we need to go find something, right? Because it's only yes or no question, so there's only so much we're going to get.
That last one wasn't a yes or no.
Do we have what we need to help him, if we can help him now?
Yeah, not what is it, just
yeah.
Do you have it?
Okay.
All right.
You can't ask what.
Helm!
Hi, buddy.
This doesn't count as our normal talk.
This
is a special talk.
Okay.
Did Glenn hear him sigh?
Yeah.
He must have gotten done a workout.
Good morning, Glenn.
Good morning.
Wait, this doesn't count as our daily talk? Oh, I see you're contacting me through a different means. Yeah, I guess we could still talk later.
He's got 2 phones.
He's like, oh, commune phone. All right.
God damn it.
What's up, buddy?
So we think something's wrong with Zod.
Oh, yeah.
He's not been drinking. That's not good for him.
Uh-huh.
Also, I detected good and evil on him. He did not come back as good. Came back as the opposite.
Yeah, which is evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not neutral, which was what we liked.
Yes.
If it was neutral, he would just wouldn't show up, I guess.
I'm not an expert on the spell, but yes.
I mean, you're a 14th level cleric.
You should know by now.
I didn't know you had numbers for me.
I'm a little disappointed in you. I do. We keep numbers up here.
Out of 20. You're 14 out of 20.
Oh, that's pretty good.
You're getting pretty good, Glenn. You're getting there. Anyway, what did you want to ask me?
One, is there a way to help Zod with his affliction?
Okay. Yes.
So there is a way.
You're not going to like it, though.
Will I like it?
No. Zod will especially not like it.
Is there a way to help him now before we go and, I don't know, clear out this lodge with the people working diligently at the gardens?
You don't have... Well, actually, you do have what you need here, but I don't think there's a way to help him now.
Okay.
Can we trust him?
Yeah. Could we... Can we trust him to not whatever the fuck turned him and whatever goal they have, can we trust them in the next period of time?
Your goals are aligned for the moment.
Mm. So he's like Vanta.
kind of.
Take the good with the bad.
Yeah.
I like that the evil
That was more than three questions, Glenn.
No!
That counts as the talk!
No!
You just hang. Bing! Damn, he threw that thing down.
Anyway, I gotta go.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. We'll keep talking later.
I got a thing.
Yeah, the stove's on. I gotta go.
Other guys are calling me.
Come back to bed.
So he goes and tells the Aldemon and Weeblo that, like, we might have what we can help change him with, but... Probably not at the moment.
He's not, and no one's gonna like it.
No one's gonna like it. I think we're gonna have to beat him up a lot. I don't know.
I actually like that.
Yeah, no, that's not that.
I think he meant we all have swords. Stab him strategically. Until he's good again.
Don't hit any major.
Okay, I'm good.
Hair of the dog.
So what are you doing? You like bringing Vanta back or?
Yeah, we'll go like, all right, Zod. Like Weeblo goes, okay, Zod. We won't pester you anymore.
All right.
For the moment.
We will be watching you though.
Just like Sting.
You're our bud
from the police.
I will be watching you.
Okay.
Were you thinking the wrestler? No.
No, I was thinking Sting, but I was like, I don't know what that.
I don't know his most famous song that he ever wrote.
Roxanne. Eat shit. That's his best song.
I didn't say best. I said most famous.
Roxanne.
I mean, it's debatable.
No, it's not. Come on.
Did Puff Daddy cover Roxanne? No.
I believe he's.
I think
now,
he's P Diddy.
Yeah, he likes butt play, right?
Ping Zagreb, I think is.
Wasn't he like P Lion for a bit?
Too far. Am I too far? I'm too far. Oh no. Okay. He was P Lion for a while.
Rap world's stupid.
Sure is.
Anyway. I'm going to see Jeff Lynne in September.
All right, no one cares. Let's get back to this.
Who's Jeff Lynne?
What? You don't know Jeff Lynne?
ELO?
Yeah.
I just have to think about it.
There's like two groups I listen to.
I know.
One guy died.
Dirty Diamond?
David Brock.
Did you do it?
David.
Dave Brockie.
One guy died while I was
David
definitely
Brockie,
out of town.
Yeah, you knew him back before he was back.
All right, what are we doing?
Then we come back to Vanta. Hi, Vanta.
Hey.
You can come back in.
We just need to talk.
OG meeting's over.
Yeah.
I mean, you would be curious as to what they were talking about.
Anything I can do for you guys?
Yeah, what's up with your
uncle? You can
That just came out.
You can help. You can bless home. Ask for home's blessing.
Actually, do I know about her uncle?
Yeah, that's...
She says her uncle all the time.
She says her uncle.
Yeah, she does. Yeah, right. I'm just making sure.
And being a demon person...
You assume he's not a good guy.
With a demon
when you play every few months, you forget what's meta and what's...
No, she says her uncle all the time.
A lot of banter.
She's never named her uncle.
What's the name of your uncle?
Actually, you could name your uncle...
You're supposed to give out devil's names. Doesn't that give you control over them? Or is that Buffy the Vampire?
He's not, he's, her uncle is just another knight in the army. Mm. But he serves someone.
Knights are cool, though.
I mean, you know, he's my guy.
he's a good guy.
I think she might be sleeping with her uncle.
They're evil.
Yeah. Evil people who sleep with each other.
No, do you want me to say his name?
You can.
Well, sometimes people call people uncles and they're really just family friends.
Family friends, yeah.
But not it's people you're...
It's still weird to have sex with.
You can fuck them.
Yeah, not people you're having sex with normally.
Less weird, but still weird.
Not great.
I had sex with my uncle. It wasn't my uncle.
He's just right. The guy that's known me since I was a little child.
Well, yeah.
It wasn't weird for me, but it should have been weird for him.
Yeah, should have been.
Definitely wasn't, though. Definitely.
He was into it.
Oh, my God.
Many of the times.
So my uncle, Captain Mallet.
What's that?
Yeah, whatever.
What's his name?
Captain Mallet.
Captain Mallet.
Yeah.
That sounds like a silly name.
It sure is.
Right? Sure it's not
we shouldn't talk about it. Let's just keep going.
Mallet.
Mallet.
Oh, he's real evil.
French. Fuck. Goddamn French.
How do you rise through the ranks when he's retreating from everything?
Yeah,
here he goes. You don't know the name. Actually, Automan would have to roll because you were in the royal circle, so you knew some stuff. So if you want to roll a,
oh yeah, he's gonna know lots of stuff.
If you want to roll a history check,
he paid lots of attention.
You know, you fail to kill one brother and everyone doubts you.
You're supposed to be fairly intelligent.
I am. I mean, I got +8 on history.
Supposed to be.
23, BB.
Oh,
wow.
Hey.
So you know Mallet is a high-ranking general in...
Jewish general.
Why's he captain?
I don't know.
Sorry. She calls him...
I was like, I don't think...
She calls him captain. He's a high-ranking general.
Okay.
He's a high-ranking general.
She calls him captain.
Captain, my captain!
In Asmodeus's army.
It's not his title, but that's what she calls it.
When you work with Big Bean, can you call him captain at work?
I will.
Please do not.
And like wink at him a lot.
Glad we're remote.
Every meeting. Oh.
Asmodeus.
Captain Big Bean's here.
Asmodeus' army.
He's Asmodeus. Lucifer.
Yep.
I thought we were saying it.
No, we weren't. Sorry.
Why not?
We can, but that's not.
Time to put on some ghost, baby.
I'll put it in the background.
So I don't know if you guys knew that before that she was an Asmodeus.
I think we did know that.
Yeah, I think we did.
So.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's so then it's no like real news to you that she's like, look, Asmodeus doesn't want Tiamat any more than you guys want Tiamat to take over this earth.
That's fair.
They also don't want Asmodeus to take over our friends.
Well, sometimes we have to work together for a common goal.
She's not wrong.
I mean, that part's true.
So let's just focus on
making our friends
right
bad,
now.
Not true. They should be helm followers.
Oh. I don't want to get into the religious part of it
Glenn
right now.
Glenn starts handing a pamphlet. Yeah.
It's fucking pamphlets.
Let's just talk about. Is there anybody we need to kill pamphlets right now? Because I'm going to get back on track.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I'm starting to lose my kill boner.
Yeah.
I don't have a penis, but I have a kill boner.
We really got to use this thing before it,
it's been a while
goes down.
And, yeah.
We just killed 2 ancient black dragons. What do you want?
I mean...
Okay, but in real time.
I mean, I want to kill something that's not evil. Like a good person.
Oh my God.
I did that for a while. Everyone got real upset about it.
Well,
I stabbed that.
Did you listen to the AI song that I made about that?
What?
I didn't know.
I put it in our chat. No one clicked on the link.
Oh, I missed it.
I don't click a lot of it.
Oh, my God.
Your links are suspect. I wait till somebody clicks
it. It had pictures and everything. It was the least suspect.
Now I want to see it.
Let's listen to it.
Basically, I wait for Big Bean to come back and react.
So there's a new, I think it's like Sonui or something like that.
Oh, that was the other day, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I write you a...
Write you an AI song. Do it now.
Why is it Japanese?
Why not?
That's
fair.
We talk a lot.
A very honorable song. I'm making this song for you.
I'm making this song.
There we go.
Didn't you write about Seppuku?
It's Suno. is the new chat.
That's Japanese.
And it's they titled it Shadows of Regret.
He went to stab the governor?
Yeah.
The Automon song.
Yeah.
It's good.
I thought it was going to be in your voice, though.
No.
That would be hilarious.
That would be.
I was actually pretty impressed that the...
Yeah.
I tried a few different songs on it, and it pretty good.
And all of them
I made
like
one about
openers.
The time I had to poop in John Stahl's trash can, and I titled it...
Good story.
Dump of Despair. Or Dump of Desperation.
Dump of Desperation. That's, yeah. Nice.
Anywho,
so, they're evil. So you got two evil people now. And, but Zod seems a lot more effectual. He does, to be honest. He's like, you know, he's not just going, whoops, and accidentally hitting people anymore. And
stumbling around like an asshole.
He's not, you no longer have that, that passive, wisdom,
negative
impact. So, yeah.
Like a real person.
Kind of.
As much as Zod ever could be.
Yeah. I mean, not.
But it's like when your friend gets married and stops being fun.
And you're like,
that's called, that's just called getting married.
Yeah.
That's true.
Did you get married?
I'm super fun.
All right, so, what do we guys want to do? We know, well, we don't know, no, but we presume that the Dragon Army leaders, the two guys,
Rezmir,
and Abarojo Jose. What's his name?
Not Abarojo Jose. I like
Abaro.
That.
Abarojo.
Not for some reason I have Jose written here.
Abroja.
We presume they're in this thing, but it doesn't look like they're fielding an army. So we could just walk up, or we could try to sneak around and see if maybe there's a back door without people seeing us and get in that way.
I'm sorry, what are we up, what did we stumble upon? Like a farm or something?
It's a lodge.
A lodge.
So why don't you have your ring of invisibility?
It's always me.
You have the ring of invisibility.
This is your thing.
I mean, Patrick, you're a thief.
We're not asking you to go in. We're just asking you to scout the perimeter, see what you see.
Look in some windows.
If you can get close enough, if there's not people, you know.
I can get close enough. This is me you're talking
that
about.
Way, because right now there's people in the front, like, picking weeds up and stuff, right?
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, they're gardening
weeds. Weeds.
Like, they're, yeah, yes, I mean, they're not like, you know, they're not like gardeners now. They're just, you know, tending to, like, some small...
Yeah, but my point is they're not, like, guarding.
You don't think, yeah, they're not, they don't look like they're gonna attack or anything.
Yeah.
All right,
we'll wait here. You can do your thing.
So I'll ring it up. So I want to know... Because it's a lodge and people are gardening. And when I go around this lodge, I'm careful not to step on a lot as much soft surfaces so they don't see footprints. So I don't know.
Yeah, so step on the soft surfaces.
I don't want to.
So they don't see footprints. Yeah. Oh, okay.
I'm avoiding them.
You're avoiding soft
yeah, so
areas.
Like fresh dirt, things of that sort.
I stepped on your mom's soft surfaces.
Oh!
Why would you do that?
Her boobies.
That'd be
like,
incredibly painful.
Let me step on those boobies.
She's like, I'm into it! Ma, stop.
Put on my stiletto heels.
You get advantage because you're invisible, right?
Yes.
Oh, I do. You're right.
Nope. Extra one.
Extra one. 25.
25? Okay, so you... Yeah, you're... No one's going to detect you, really.
Look in some windows.
You're like the wind itself.
You are the wind. You pass by...
As I walk by...
That's like... All the fucking
Why is he doing that?
If you were standard DM, you'd have to like give color like the wind.
You are like the wind. No one can see nor smell nor taste you.
You can smell the wind sometimes.
Taste me.
Pocket dimension quivers.
See.
Okay. So yeah, you basically walk by, you see a stable, but there's cries coming from within that stable. It's closed. Cries coming from that stable that do not sound like horses.
Like cries of pain or cries of sorrow. Cries of pleasure. Please.
More like screeching cries, like not human, definitely.
Sounds like a them problem kind of thing. All right, let's move on.
Yeah,
we're good.
You also pass by another building that kind of looks like a stable, and inside you hear a lot of odd animal noises as well. Please stop. That is not what you hear.
Those are the animal noises your mom was making.
Ew. Ew.
What animal was that?
Your mom.
She's a fuck raccoon.
You don't?
You sound just like my sex raccoon at home.
Wait.
We're going to have to call CPA on you. CPS.
Why? I'm not fucking my kids.
Okay, that's the raccoon. It's in the basement.
APS.
Animal control.
Animal control. This animal has a blown out anus. Coming with us, sir.
Oh,
so does the raccoon.
He's got some control. The blown out anus.
Rocky, no.
A squirrel.
Rocky Raccoon.
It's Rocket.
Rocket Raccoon.
You fucking retard.
Rocky Raccoon is the Beatles song.
Oh, I don't listen to the Beatles.
They're an overrated band.
I can't. So. Let's not.
All right.
Okay. All right. So second building, more noises, but more animal.
Yes.
Okay. Less pain sounding, I assume.
Just quieter, not less pain sounding, just different.
Oh, okay.
They're not. It's not really pain. Like it's shrieks.
Separate but equal.
Shrieks aren't necessarily pain.
Oh no. It's like three fifths.
Does it sound like shrieks of things that want to die? They do.
No, they well. Sound like happy shrieks.
Automon sets the building on fire.
Yeah! It was like the beginning of that Who song that they play on.
Oh yeah.
Pinball Wizard.
No, oh the one God. We play on.
He made Ron the angry.
He plays by smell, guys.
That's true.
All right, what else we got?
So there's a door. You do see a door in the back that you can look through
the back
the
of the
window.
Lodge.
It looks like it leads into a kitchen.
Okay,
but there's you're pretty sure you rolled a 25. You were able to do that. You're pretty sure there's no way that everyone's going to be able to sneak around this way. There's a lot of activity going on, and it would be pretty suspect for you to go. We're gonna go to the back door.
Would it be suspect?
All right. Yes. Well, I'm going to go back and report all of this.
Okay.
So I tell you guys, that one's got weird pain sex noises.
Nope. Shrieks. Just shrieks.
And that one just has loud animal noises.
We know how to translate his language.
And that door goes into a kitchen.
Okay.
And we can...
What door? You don't know... What, how are you pointing to it?
There's a door in the back.
Oh, he's doing all that.
A back door. If you will.
Mm-hmm. An entrance or an exit?
It can go either way. Oops. Depends on the time of day.
Probably shouldn't.
Yeah. Depends on how much
of a
inside
prude
of
you
it.
Are.
Yeah.
69 o'clock.
And, we beat to lose a stupid joke.
It's always the stupid ones that get me.
And we cannot, as a group, move around.
Well, to the door.
You can't.
Right, to the door. We can't see.
Do you think
through.
We can get to the first shed without being seen?
Do I pass without a trace?
Or the stable? Whatever it is.
Like if we went way around.
Yeah, if we went way around, could we get to the stable?
I would potentially think so. I don't see why not.
Or were there people around the stable?
I mean, there's people everywhere.
Well, I don't know how many people, though.
Right? A lot. Like,
can we get to the stable without being seen?
Why don't we draw a map?
Basically, can we take a look in and then...
You could, yeah, you could get to the stable.
If there's people in there that are being hurt, they might know more things about what's going on here.
I said it was an inhuman shriek.
I relayed that.
Well, if there's also bad things in there, that might be better to get rid of them before we go fight the army and not have them be released.
True, that's fair. True. So what if we go way around?
Or we can just look and see what's in there and then make a decision.
Why don't we go way around and then get as close as we can, and then I will sneak in, but at least you guys are somewhat close. That I'm not on my own.
No, I want to stay where I'm at.
Please don't. I may need you. Why do you like this people?
Give me your ring of invisibility in case I need it.
I will not.
In
case I need it.
But I'm going to need it. I should
really. I'm really fucking this up.
Alright. Why don't we do that then?
What are you
doing? Okay. We're going to go way around and then try to get as close as we can with, you know.
Yeah. So how close would we be from the shed if we're trying to. The rest of the group is not exposing themselves?
The shrieking track, if you will.
The shrieking track?
Stable-ish building number one.
Shack. Wow. Yeah, that you
even corrected yourself to track. No, the Shrek.
Shrek. I think he's having a stroke. Shrek.
Well, that's part of his character now.
Oh, well.
Do you remember the last episode? Weeblo had a stroke.
No, don't do it, bud.
Hey, Sneak.
It was only half effective.
The left half of your body makes it.
You have no control over it.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking up something.
Everyone just lets them sneak because they feel bad
for them. Yeah, like, oh.
Go ahead.
Whatever. That's fine. Well, we'll keep guarding.
Oh, he keeps stabbing people on his way. With his good arm.
Not sorry.
Feel bad for me. It's the mental anguish.
It is, yeah, it's always the best.
So in you're about 20 feet away, and then you realize if you get closer, you're gonna be.
That's pretty close then.
You're gonna be in trouble, yeah.
Okay, so go ahead there. You want it?
Yeah, I guess we can be a fucking prude about it.
Whoa. Well, I'm gonna have it, but I can still finish my coffee, digital bitch. Alright, Audemon, do your re-sneakification.
Alright, so to be clear, so I drew this little map assuming how this looks.
Yeah, the building is 5 foot by 5 foot.
It is not 5 foot. I will tell you that.
Hey, that's 5 foot. It's probably about 15.
It's, no, it's
ooh, nice.
25 by.
Hey. Hey, guys.
She's gorgeous. I'm going to put some bushes.
We love those big.
Weeblo, everyone has to hide here.
Now it's my bush.
How much asparagus did you eat?
He's marking shit again. God damn, I thought we broke this. Alright, so how far are they from the shrieking shack?
We're 20 feet.
20 feet.
20, okay, sorry. It's actually pretty good, yeah.
And it's 20 by 40 is the shack. The Love Shack.
Hey, the Love Shack.
Rock Lobster.
I don't think you were listening.
I would think that was their most favorite song. Famous song.
It's a great song.
Rock Lobster. All right. Yeah, so I'll ring up, and then I guess.
Are there windows in this stable?
Yeah, what's
stable?
What does the shack look like?
Picture, if you will. A shack.
It looks very shackish.
Ooh.
Not the basketball player.
Oh, man, that would have made it way more interesting.
No, I
prefer Larry Bird.
It actually looks.
I like Shaq. He's got a master's in education.
Does he?
Yeah.
What? How'd he get that? He doesn't seem very smart.
Very smart.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Now I'm going to have to bleep that.
Oh, sorry.
What did you say, you racist?